The kiwi is the national symbol of New Zealand. It's about the same size as a chicken with a long curved beak, and it can't fly. But unlike chickens, the kiwi is an endangered species, which means keeping tabs on the population is critically important so scientists can monitor the effects of conservation efforts. Ed Abraham of Dragonfly Science is a computer scientist who began life as a theoretical physicist working with Stephen Hawking in Cambridge, and he's developed a neat way of measuring kiwi populations using what he dubs dark data. Sounds ominous. What's that?
Right, so, you know, we live in the computer age, and all over the world people are using their computers to collect data, and they're hoovering it all up, and most of it is unstructured, and they just tuck it away on their hard drives, and it sits there, and it's literally dark data.
What do you mean by unstructured data?
Unstructured. It hasn't got any labels on it. People don't really know what it is. They go out and take some video or record something and then store it away. And so retrieving it and putting all that information to use becomes a problem.
This is unlike liked data, which might be like a Facebook like or a like or a Twitter update, which is measurable. It's taken by an advertiser and then used.
Yes.
This is a signal that's happening, and we're not really sure how to classify it or how to...
Yeah, it's not being put to use, essentially. So, you know, businesses go and collect data for their business purposes, and they know what that is. But they're gathering all this other stuff at the same time on their file systems and hard drives and so on, and not putting it to use, and that's the data. And people think that, you know, 95% of the data that's collected is in this unused state.
And how much dark data is there, then? Put some numbers on it.
Globally, they talk about zettabytes, which is billions of terabytes a year now being produced. And if you think of 95% of that is being collected but not really put to use, it becomes quite a big resource.
And so what you're saying is we've got this massive amount of data. It's all unstructured, but it's potentially mineable. We could go in there and get some useful information out of it if we knew how.
Yeah, that's right.
So how do you propose to do that?
Luckily, you know, computers make the problem and they also come to the rescue, and so there's machine learning techniques are the solution. And the machine learning is about training computers to do the kinds of things that people are good at, you know, to look at an image and identify it as being a cat, you know, so you can go to the internet and find all the cat
pictures.
My computer's
not very good at doing the washing up, to be fair.
And the thing about these machine learning techniques is maybe you need to teach your computer. That's right. That's the secret. So you rather than giving lots of rules to say what your cat looks like, you know, to tell it you've got ears and whiskers and so on, you show it pictures of a cat, and you show it repeated pictures, and it learns what is typical about those images and is able to generalise it from that to the
So it could
pictures.
Screen yeah. lots and lots of images.
Yeah.
And it would very quickly be able to draw out something that looked cat-like. It had the characteristic features of a cat.
Yeah, that's right. Without knowing... You know quite why. I wouldn't be able to tell you why.
Need more cats on the internet, don't we? I mean, I've had a eureka moment here. Can I get a copy of whatever this machine learning? Do you do it on a USB or a CD-ROM?
There's that dark data right there. Lots of cats, that's what it is.
But you are using this not for images of cats, are you? You've used this specifically here in the New Zealand bush.
Yeah, so I'm involved in a project that's reintroducing kiwi into the Rimatakas, so about 20 miles from here. And I can recommend that anyone in the audience who likes to get involved gets involved. It's really great. You get out in the bush and you might get to hold a kiwi and so on, yeah. The project appears to be quite successful, but of course, now the problem is how do we know that it's been successful? And where are those birds going to go and how do we keep track of them? You know, the kiwi, they come out at night, and they live in burrows, so they're particularly hard birds to count. And that's this comes into play. We've put out sound recorders, and the idea is that we can record their calls at night. And of course, then we've just made another problem, because now we've put out our recorders, and now we've ended up with 12,000 hours of audio recording.
Dark data.
That's right.
So what you're saying, you now need to be able to go through those audio recordings and say, Mr. Computer, can you please tell me, in here, is there evidence in all this mass of data that I don't want to listen to?
Yeah.
Is there evidence of a kiwi in there?
Yeah, that's right. How many are there? Where are they? Yeah.
Now, you've got this, you call this a neural network as well. I remember that's a term when I thought, oh, neural network, machine learning, it's all sci-fi we're going in. But this is running on a laptop, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And you've got a bit of a demo here. And we're going to have a listen to, actually, this is a Kiwi call from the bush.
Yeah, from the bush, yeah.
Not far from, actually, where we are right at the moment. So let's have a listen. And, Ed, you can talk through what we're seeing on the screen, because he's got a little bit of software here that's running, and Ed will describe what happens.
This is a little a display for a neural network that's made by Douglas Bagnall, who might be in the audience somewhere.
I think I had that on my Atari. In
yeah, that's
days.
Right. I know.
That looks like that game, Bat and Ball.
I know.
Pong.
That's right.
Pong, yeah, Pong. There's a thing sliding backwards and forwards across the screen. So what's going on?
What's going on is it's listening for Kiwi, essentially, and of course it's suddenly not behaving, because if it goes yellow, it's supposed to be hearing one, and I can't hear one here. So left is meant to be no Kiwi, and on the right-hand side, it's hearing a Kiwi. So we're going to have a play and see how that works, essentially.
So you're going to play it a Kiwi?
I'm going to play you a Kiwi. I've got a Kiwi on my phone. Yeah, okay. So this is a recording that we
and
took in the room.
And what, you've trained the network in the computer, this is the sort of sound a Kiwi makes.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So it's trying to match up the sound it's pulling in from the recording.
Yeah, that's right.
With it looked like your neural network had left the building for a minute. Did it work?
So, it did. It went over there and went yellow. And this neural network is a recurrent neural network. So it's listening to the sound, and it's not in a hurry to make up its mind. It's listening to the sound, it's changing its internal state, and as some more sound comes along, and it mixes that with its past internal state, and it updates its idea of whether or not it's listening to a Kiwi. So it takes a little bit to make its mind.
How accurate is it?
It's kind of 95%.
Kind of 95%.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm happy 95%. But what's really interesting is you have been using this to essentially go out and work out how much of the Te Reo Māori language has been spoken on New Zealand media using this similar technology.
Well, yeah, so we did a project last year for Te Maunga Pāho, who are the Māori broadcasting agency. They're interested in how much Māori is being spoken, and it's the same method. You feed it bits of radio that are in English or Māori or music, and it's able to tell which language has been spoken, and it worked really well at that, and it was great.
Radio New Zealand would have done pretty well, I hope.
Yeah, that's right.
Compared to The Rock. Hey, thanks so much. Ed Abraham from Dragonfly Science. Thanks, Ed.